From Fifth Avenue in New York City, here's Michael Luton.
Good morning, everybody. Well, Pisces, if you're a Pisces, Pisces is kind of out of it right now. Not like out of it the way we usually think they are, but with Neptune in Pisces, even for a little while, they are removed from the war. They're really in another world, and not just goofball-wise the way the stereotype thinks they are. But this time, they're really separated from everything. Pisceans have a detachment now, and this time it's conscious. We'll talk more about it in November when Neptune goes into Pisces for good. But it's interesting to notice how little interest they have in what's going on around them right now. Mainly because they see it from another perspective now, and they realize how stupid the whole thing is. In fact, wherever you have Pisces in your horoscope, it's removed. It's apart. It's a separate part of your life that's not involved with the rest of your life. It's split off. And that can be a problem. Can be good for artists and musicians. But Pisces finds a certain dignity in being removed from the insanity of the war that surrounds us all. And yes, of course, it's a war. Not the usual kind, though. Oh, there's the war in Afghanistan, the war in Libya, and the war in Iraq. But the peoples of the world are already involved in their own serious struggle, individually and collectively. At the moment, Cancers are taking down the chin pretty hard, but it's everybody, really. You, me, a lot of people. It's part of the whole T-square we've been talking about. It's the feeling that you've been sewed up into a bag and you're fighting to get out. I mean, as of Monday the 18th, that T-square is over when Mars hits Saturn, which is right now, but it has triggered a bigger awareness that your life has to change drastically. Somehow you have to integrate your need to be stable, secure, and grounded. You know, with some kind of solid base to operate from, you got to have that. But on the other hand, you can't stand the structure that you set up for yourself. And of course, you've done it to yourself, and you always do it to yourself. We all have. People, like we set up these governments to take care of us, and then we hate the leaders for the manipulation and control that goes with being taken care of. Same with jobs and a boss. No matter how cushy the job is, it's a structure. We need it. We crave it. We go on interviews and send resumes in the hopes of landing a good position. Then we begin to feel stifled and stuck, unable to move around as freely as we want. And frankly, it's an even bigger issue than that. Mainly because where are you going to run? Where can you go where you can run around in a loincloth or a sarong and pick coconuts and bananas off the trees? And even if you find that place, then what? It's likely you'll be seeking some kind of structure when you get there. Maybe not by the second week, but soon after. It's a human struggle. We see it with everybody and everything. We see it with rebels and the regimes they live under. People who can't hold jobs more than a year or two. Even freelance independent people are running around in the opposite direction looking for business. It's the inevitable conflict between wanting to break all the chains that bind and not having to answer to anybody, and the need to feel a part of things, a part of society, that you belong, that you're doing something meaningful and getting recognized for it. It's what we've begun to see now all over the world, both individually and collectively. This is a struggle that's now just beginning. It's what we call the square between Uranus and Aries and Pluto and Capricorn. And it's why people are marching in the streets, why governments are being challenged, even falling in some cases. At the moment, it seems to be an unresolvable conflict in countries and in your own head, and it's just begun. But don't forget, Jupiter has reached the exaltation degree of the Sun, 19 degrees Aries. So hey, no matter how crazy this is all making you, don't even doubt for 1 minute that you can't beat whatever's going on in your life, because at this moment, you've got a lot more strength and courage and fortitude and reserve of energy than you may think you have. So it's definitely going to be a kick-ass period. Just remember that at the same time, Saturn is still in Libra, so there's a consequence to every action. So it's hard to figure it out. Everybody needs the change, and everybody will have it, I promise you. For OAO, this is Michael Luton in New York.
This has been a broadcast of the World Orbiting Astrological Observatory. This is WOAO.